Joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, it's my pleasure. I appreciate you having me on every week. I really do.
Now, Mr. Mayor, we, of course, just wrapped up a big presidential election. How did things go in the city of Brockton itself?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't want to thank everybody that went out to the polls and voted. We had a really great turnout here in the City of Champions. Cindy Hogan is our Director of Elections. I want to thank the election commissioners, all the poll workers. We had police details, as always, to make sure out of abundance of caution. But it actually was very, very smooth. You know, we had a couple hiccups, but they were really addressed in a really timely manner. But we have 7 wards and 28 precincts in the city of Brockton. So we had no school that day for public schools. You know, everybody was able to go in and out. The lines were not as long as some other municipalities in the Commonwealth. But again, we did a lot of planning and prepping, and Secretary of State's office was great to work with us. As I said before, we had early voting at the Westgate Mall, where I actually voted a week ago tomorrow. And, you know, everything really, really went in a really positive manner. So, again, it was presidential, it was federal elections, it was state elections, it was the questions. But I really want to applaud everybody that got out there and voted. And it was really a good turnout here in Brockton.
And, of course, we're getting a new president, or we're seeing a return of a former president back in the Oval Office. Do you think that'll have any impact on the city?
You know, always change of administrations, there's always some uncertainty, but I do expect status quo here in the city of Brockton. We really have a great partnership with our federal delegation. You know, Senator Warren was just reelected, Congressman Lynch was just reelected. So, you know, the three of them, including Ed Markey, have been great to work with. And really working with the Healy Driscoll administration has been phenomenal. I worked extremely well with Charlie Baker and Karen Polito, and Maura Healy and Kim Driscoll have been, you know, just really phenomenal public servants to work with. So I think we're just going to continue to apply for the grants on the federal level and continue to be advocates for the city of Brockton and the 106,000 residents.
Now, I also wanted to ask you, there was recently an audit that came out regarding the city school buses. Can I get your reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, it's only in draft form. It hasn't been final form yet. The superintendent of schools, Dr. Priya Tahiliani, presented it last week to school committee. You know, we're going to continue to vet through it. I think it's really healthy to get some external lenses from different experts in the field. So, you know, we will vet that out. We will figure out what the next steps are, how we can do cost containment measures, because we really have to make sure we have financial means to move forward on the school side and city side. So, I applaud the audit for being done on the transportation side. We're still working with our DESE partners as well. We had a safety audit done, DESE paid for Brockton High School. We're working with the chief of police on that as well. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we want to make sure that the proverbial tools are in the toolbox to provide the services to the students and staff, but also to the residents of the City of Champions.
And now, there was also a recent incident involving a woman being struck by a bat bus. Do you have any comments on that?
You know, it's a pending matter. You know, my thoughts and prayers go to her. It was off of Blair Street, which is a well-traveled area. Again, it is an active police investigation, but my thoughts and prayers go to the injured party and also to the driver of the bat bus and those that may have been on scene that witnessed it. Again, I also want to thank the Brockton Police and Fire that really get on scene as quick as possible. I want to thank Chief Nadelli from the Fire Department, Chief Perez from the Police Department. I know they were doing really heroic measures where they were really addressing the injured party in a timely manner. And it was brought, you know, to my attention that the individual did get brought to a Boston trauma center. So, again, we will figure out how it happened, but my thoughts and prayers go to the injured party.
And now, Mr. Mayor, you also, the city also had some, you were also at a recent ribbon cutting for a convenient MD?
Yeah, I mean, it's on Belmont Street, Route 123. It's up going towards the Eastern Line if you were driving through Brockton to go up towards, say, Stonehill College. It used to be the former Bertucci's restaurant, the pizza place. Convenient MD opened up in Brockton just yesterday. I want to thank the Chamber of Commerce and Chris Cooney. Convenient MD is an urgent care facility. It's a walk-in clinic. They pride themselves on timely service of medical clinicians in and out in less than 60 minutes. They have x-rays that they do every day. I was very, very impressed of the quality of the staff and really what the mission is to help people, not just in Brockton, but a regional approach. So really glad that they chose to come to the city of Brockton.
And there's also going to be a playground ribbon cutting?
Yeah, I mean, I've used a lot of ARPA money, American Rescue money, to address the playgrounds and ball fields around the city of Brockton. We'll be doing DeMello tomorrow, which is on Plymouth Street. We will continue to showcase the way that we've used the money. Of course, we've used it on some infrastructure projects, City Hall, the War Memorial, the Council on Aging Senior Center. But I really thought it was really an important aspect of using the federal money for legacy projects that are going to help the next generation of youth. So we will continue to address the ones that we've geared up. We'll continue to do this through the winter months, depending on the weather, and going into the spring. But I'm really proud of the improvements they've made at the playgrounds around the city of Brockton.
And, of course, we got Veterans Day coming up.
We're going to have the parade on Monday. I attended a veterans breakfast yesterday sponsored by the Council on Aging. We had veterans there that served in Korea and Vietnam and all the conflicts. And, you know, I'm just so thankful to be an American. I've never served, but I am so really respectful of those that have served our nation. We would not have had an election like we had the other day without the sacrifices of the brave men and women. So we'll be doing the parade again. It's going to kick off and start and end at the War Memorial on West Elm Street. I want to thank Kelly Young, our Veterans Service Director and Agent. So, again, Monday at 10 o'clock. And, again, my thoughts really go out in my sincere thanks to all veterans that are currently serving and those that have served our great nation.
And speaking of November holidays, the city is also involved in a turkey giveaway.
You know, we work with our partners. We do quite a few turkey giveaways going into Thanksgiving, Dan. We always have great donations. Republic, which is our waste disposal company, our trash pickup company, they always donate turkeys. We give them out to the needy. We give them out to our seniors. We give those out to our veterans. It depends every year what the numbers are, but we also have other organizations that that go out and do turkey giveaways as well. So there is a gentleman, Mr. Shanette Sam, who is a business owner in the city of Brockton. He coordinates it every year. So there's a turkey giveaway on that end. And again, the city will be working with our pastors to make sure that the different congregation members in the city have a Thanksgiving meal as well. So, again, I'm excited to be able to work with these partners and to really celebrate the meaning of Thanksgiving and really anybody in need. And we also be doing our holiday toy drive as well, going into the holiday season of Hanukkah, Christmas, and Kwanzaa. So there's a lot really gearing up. It's hard to imagine on Halloween, Dan, we had 78-degree weather. But again, we have the holiday seasons coming up, and I'm excited about it.
All righty, Mr. Mayor, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. I'll talk to you next week. Be well.
Thank you. That's Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.